I'm sorry, but there is no way out. No clever interpretation, no creative explanation can get you off the hook. There's really nothing hidden or confusing about what Jesus is saying here. If you do not forgive your fellow man, you will not go to heaven. Period. It doesn't matter how serious their crime, how often they do it, what kind of pain they've caused. Forgive them, or you will not be forgiven. Just last week, we heard Jesus explain how we should try to correct our brothers and sisters. He said that we tell them what they've done wrong and call them to repentance. And he even told us that if they refuse to repent, we cut them off from our community. But here we have the very next passage. And immediately after saying that we can and should excommunicate people in certain situations, he goes on to reiterate that you personally should still forgive. We forgive even when they don't want to be forgiven, don't ask for it, and don't accept it. And we do it all for one simple reason. Forgive, or you will not be forgiven. And sure, it's a strange thing. Most leaders and lawmakers focus on the responsibility of those who commit a crime. But here, Jesus is saying that when someone offends or hurts you, you are the one with obligations. Rather than focusing on what society should do with criminals, he gives each person more responsibility when they are the victim. And it sounds strange to us until we take in the whole picture. Thanks to original sin and our own personal sins, every person is infinitely more a criminal than a victim. That's what Jesus is getting at in this parable. The king forgives the servant a huge amount of money. This tells us, first of all, that servant had to borrow that huge amount in order to be in debt. Every single one of us is in debt to God. We exist because of him. We have intelligence and free will because of him. We have immortal souls because of him. We have the chance to go to heaven because of him. We are all in debt, a huge amount. But what is this huge amount? The number that it actually gives is 10,000 talents, which means that it would take 60 million days to earn that kind of money. So if you were to say a person earned about $30,000 a year, it would add up to about $5 billion. Could you imagine a peasant farmer in ancient Israel ever making enough money to pay that kind of debt? Of course, this is not about the literal numbers. It's a rhetorical point. And the point is that repayment is impossible. And that is where every single one of us is right now. You and I have borrowed billions or trillions of dollars from our King and Lord, and he knows we cannot pay it back. But he is willing to let that go, to forgive us our debt on one condition. Forgive your fellow man. And it's a pretty fair deal if you compare the numbers. The much smaller amount that one servant owes to the other is listed as 100 denarii, which means it takes 100 days to make that kind of money. Again, if you use that $30,000 a year figure, you're talking about a debt of maybe $10,000. A lot of people owe more than that on their cars right now. Could you imagine if a car salesman were to come up to you, yell at you and choke you and demand you to pay all of the money right now simply because you owe $10,000 on your car? What do you think would happen to that salesman with his job and the rest of his life? But you are the car salesman. Your fellow man owes you money. That's a fact, because people will sin against you and hurt you. And no one is denying the reality of injustice in your life and in all of our lives. But it doesn't matter because of the deal that God is offering. Get off the hook for billions of dollars if you're willing to let go of 10,000. In other words, forgive, or you will not be forgiven. So if this is such an obvious and easy deal, why is it so hard for us to accept it? Because we forget what we owe. Because we are weak. Because of our pride. But the good news is that we can address all three of these obstacles: presumption, weakness, and pride. When you forget what you owe to God, you begin to presume that God will forgive everything, or that all that you've done is really your own accomplishment. But you, my dear people, are in infinite debt. But the good news, of course, is that the one you owe is loving and generous. To solve your problem of being presumptuous and forgetting our debts, we only have to remember and practice gratitude. First and foremost, by going to Mass. All of us, as creatures, owe God our worship, which is what we are doing here and now. But it must go further. Every morning, every night, a brief prayer of gratitude, thanking Him for our existence, for His love, for the gifts He's given us through the church, for His forgiveness of our many sins. Taking time to thank Him for the small, particular things in our lives. Food, and a good sunrise, a great conversation, a fun day with friends. To be grateful even for the challenges that have forced us to grow. And then there is weakness. Pain hurts and affects our decisions, making it hard to forgive someone. Part of the problem is that so many people will say, you need to forgive and forget. No, you do not have to forget. You do have to forgive, but forgetfulness is not required. You do not have to let people hurt you again, but you do have to forgive them if they do. Feeling the pain is not a failure to forgive. Every time a painful memories return, we can say, Lord, I forgive them. Help me to keep forgiving them. And then pray for their conversion and join your own suffering to the suffering of Jesus on the cross, who prayed for his enemies while they were torturing him. Even if the pain never goes away, you can and must forgive them, or you will not be forgiven. Last and worst of all is our pride. Admit it, you kind of like having power over someone else, being able to hold a sin over their head, or considering yourself better than them because of what they've done, or being able to justify getting even with them. And this fault is the hardest to overcome because it is the devil's favorite. And he will work very hard to keep it there and hide it from your vision. So pray for humility. Every morning and night when you thank God for his many gifts, ask him to help you recognize and accept your sufferings as a lesson in humility. Go to confession often. Pray the litany of humility. Read Psalm 51 on a regular basis. If you do not humble yourself, God himself will humble you eventually. But I promise you, it will be far worse than if you seek it out on your own. And if you do not learn the humility to forgive, then Jesus tells us that in anger, the master will hand you over to the torturers. This is good news because that master is also our Heavenly Father, and he wants more than anything else there is to forgive you. That is all he wants to do. And the best part of that is that the most important requirement is up to you. So I urge you, forgive so that you can be forgiven.